It was recently announced that singer-songwriter Warren Zevon, who is 55 years old, has been diagnosed with terminal lung cancer. He's a prolific artist known for his dark sense of humor. Zevon has refused chemotherapy and is continuing to record. He told a Los Angeles Times reporter, "It'll be a bummer if I don't make it to see the new James Bond movie." Rhino Records has just released a best-of collection called Genius, the best of Warren Zevon. Rock critic Ken Tucker has these thoughts.
Warren Zevon started out studying classical piano and toured with the Everly Brothers. His self-titled 1976 sophomore album was produced by Jackson Browne and yielded a hit for Linda Ronstadt, Poor, Poor, Pitiful Me, which I'd be tempted to say she never understood the irony of, except that she did some wonderful backup cooing on Zevon's song Excitable Boy. This Rhino Records collection of 22 songs also includes what is, along with Werewolves of London, probably Zevon's best-known song.
I went home with a waitress, the way I always do. How was I to know she was with the Russians too? I took a little risk. Send lawyers, guns, and money. Dad, get me out of this. Ha!
Lawyers, Guns, and Money, first released in 1978, started out as thrilling black humor. Then the title phrase passed into the realm of cliché. But just in time for Zevon's demise, we can look at our present domestic business scandals and foreign policy and hear it as the jaundiced breaking news its author initially conceived of it as being. That's no small achievement right there.
I'm very well acquainted with the seven deadly sins. I keep a busy schedule, trying to fit them in. I'm proud to be a glutton, and I don't have time for sloth. I'm greedy and I'm angry and I don't care who I cross. I'm Mr. Bad Example, intruder in the dirt. I like to have a good time and I don't care who gets hurt. I'm Mr. Bad Example, take a look at me. I'll live to be 100 and go down in infamy. Of course I went to...
Given that Zevon is an artist wholly without self-pity, or much patience with unearned praise, it should be noted that his recording career has been very uneven, and that his two ex-wives and a lot of people in bars he visited would probably rate him even more unkindly than that. An alcoholic who's been sober for more than a decade now, Zevon put out quite a bit of junk in the 80s, and this CD shouldn't have bothered to pick up songs from nearly every album he cut. On the other hand, the album also rescues from obscurity some real marvels of hard-boiled storytelling, like one about the boxer Boom Boom Mancini, recorded with members of R.E.M.
When they asked him who was responsible for the death of Duke Cool Kim, he said someone should have stopped the fight, told me it was him. They made hypocrite judgments after the fact, but the name of the game is Beheaded Hit Back. So hurry home early, hurry on.
Over the years, Zevon's wild life, real and imagined, provides lots of vicarious thrills for fans, including David Letterman, who not only invites Zevon to lead his house band when Paul Schaefer takes a night off, but who also has built up a very funny running gag about how after every appearance, he and Zevon get in a car and drive across the country raising hell. Letterman fully appreciates Zevon's power to amuse and disturb people, to throw them off guard by both his complicated vehemence and his stark emotionalism.
Yo ho ho and a bottle of rum. Oy
hoist the mainsail, here I come. Ain't no room on board for the insincere. You're my witness, I'm your mutineer. I was born to rock the boat. Some may sink, but we will float. Grab your coat, let's get out here. You're my witness, I'm your mutineer.
It's been reported that Warren Zevon gave his doctor copies of Life'll Kill Ya and My Ride's Here and said, "These are my last two albums. Maybe now you'll understand that eerie acceptance of death you keep asking me about." I hate to end this on a cliche, but given that the career under discussion has been in part devoted to reinvesting cliches with the truth that originally inspired them, I mean it when I say that when I read Zevon's remarks, I laughed until I cried.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Warren Zevon's new CD, Genius, the best of Warren Zevon. I'm Terry Gross.